Welcome to the tax update for the week beginning 18th November. It's designed in 5 minutes to give you an update on five items which I hope are of interest to accountants. And I start with the Peter Straton case, which is very interesting because it reverses the Rowland decision which has prevailed since 2006 but which HMRC have never liked. Mr. Straton made an incorrect return, reporting, first of all, that he had received income on which pay-as-you-earn had been deducted, but then claiming a deduction for all of that income and reporting instead a capital gain. That was incorrect. He relied on advice from a firm, Daniels Travers, and ignored the written information provided by Pinsent Masons, a firm of solicitors, which had advised that as his shares were conditional and related to his employment, they should be assessed under income tax and pay-as-you-earn operated. The difference between income tax and capital gains tax was substantial, so he claimed a refund of $153,000 against his income tax and then declared the capital gain after taper relief of just over £95,000. So he got it wrong, but what makes this case interesting is that HMRC sought a penalty for a failure to take reasonable care. And in this case, it was 20% of the tax due, which amounted to £23,650. And, in addition, they sought a further penalty for the failure to provide documents which had been requested. Mr. Straton was arguing that he had a reasonable excuse, having relied on the advice from a firm, but the court took the view that the firm had not adopted a tenable position and had no arguments to justify the position taken. Therefore, there was no reasonable excuse, and the return was negligently made with a charge under the old penalty regime. The government has published a 24-page research paper on the National Insurance Bill. This bill has some good news about the employer's allowance of £2,000, but it also confirms that the general anti-abuse rule introduced by the Finance Act 2003 is extended to National Insurance, and it also outlines some measures HMRC have introduced to tackle avoidance using LLPs to disguise employment status and also offshore intermediaries. HMRC have also published a new spotlight advising that a share avoidance scheme does not work, reflecting the decision in LM Ferro Limited, where a bonus was paid in the form of an award of shares. HMRC has given contact details to affect others who have used the scheme, which in HMRC's view fails, to settle their tax liabilities in full as quickly as possible to prevent additional interest accruing. As usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes, and the notes also contain links to the papers referred to and the decisions should you wish to read them in full. HMRC has also announced the withdrawal of a VAT concession which applied for road fuel scale charges and businesses that were partially exempt. HMRC have produced a brief and a number of options which would produce a fair result, including a new formula or the option of keeping detailed mileage for private use. But I'd like to end today with some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that PGA subscriptions are not allowable for golf professionals who are employed because the Professional Golf Association did not manage to satisfy the tests necessary in Section 343 or Section 344, ITPA 2003. The Professional Golfers Association employs nearly 125 people and had a turnover of almost £12 million. Golf professionals are not those that compete in the tour circuit, but they do support clubs offering lessons and usually selling golf accessories. To qualify for a tax deduction, the statutory conditions require the professional body activity to be wholly or mainly directed to the objectives defined in section 344, subsection 2. And in this case, 56% of the Professional Golfers Association money related to tournament activity, and this meant that it failed the wholly or mainly test, and the Professional Golfers Association could not be given the approved status necessary for employees to obtain a tax deduction. The good news is that the Association of Accounting Technicians does qualify, and so subscriptions to the Association of Accounting Technicians are deductible for tax purposes. Thanks for listening.